What do you mean by exactly by non-dual existence?
What do I mean exactly by non-dualistic existence? I've been trying to explain that yesterday.
Oh, well, I know.
Perhaps we'll go into it again today. I think one of our major problems is to be sensitive. Sensitive not only to one's own idiosyncrasies and fallacies and troubles, but also to be sensitive of others. And more one lives in this mechanical world, in this world of very little meaning. The job, the success, the competition, the ambition, the social status, the prestige and all that does make for insensitivity to the to the psychological dangers. One is aware of the danger of insecurity, physical insecurity, not having enough money, proper health, clothes and shelter and so on. One is fairly sensitive about all that. And one has naturally to be sensitive, but inwardly the whole psychological structure of our souls, one is hardly aware of the structure of oneself. And there one feels one lacks great finesse, sensitivity, intelligence to deal with the psychological inward problems. Please don't be so solemn. Please, I am not a preacher. Sitting in a platform doesn't give me any authority. And please don't treat this as a means of letting off your emotional states, getting devoted and emotional, sentimental about the person sitting on the platform. That has no value at all. So, what we are saying is, why is it that we are not aware of the psychological dangers as we are of the physical dangers? We are aware of the pitfalls, precipices, poison, snakes, wild animal, or we are aware of the war, the destructive nature of it outwardly. Why is it that we are not completely aware inwardly of all the psychological dangers in which we live? Like nationalism, the danger of conflict within oneself, the danger of ideologies, concepts, formulas, the danger of accepting authority, of any kind. The danger of this constant battle between human beings, however closely, intimately they are related. Why aren't we aware of all that danger? And if some of us are aware of those dangers, how do we deal with them? Either we escape from them, suppress them, or try to forget them, or leave it to time to resolve them. We do all this because we don't know what to do. Or, as we are very people who have read a great deal, we try to apply what others have said. So there is never a direct contact with the problem, with the psychological danger directly. It's always through somebody, or try to overcome it, suppress it, try to force ourselves to understand it. It's never a direct look, a direct communion with the issue. And of course, there are the whole modern structure of psychology and the psychologists and the analysts who tell us what we are. Study the animal and you will understand yourself better. We are the result of the animal, obviously, but we have to understand ourselves, not through the animal, but or through Freud or Jung or all these specialists, but actually what we are. Understand it not through somebody's eyes, but with our own eyes, with our own heart, with our own mind. And when we do that, with all sense of following another, all sense of authority comes to an end. And I think that's very important. Then we do something directly for its own sake, not because somebody else tells us. And I think that is the beginning of what it means to love. So can we be aware or become sensitive to the dangers psychologically, to the dangers that we have so carefully cultivated? And when we do become aware of them, how do we deal with them? Are they dissolved through analysis? Through introspection? Do we understand the dangers through the psychoanalytical process, whether done by a professional or by yourself? Do those dangers disappear? Does time dissolve them? Or escaping from them dissolve them? Suppressing, transmuting, or thinking about something quite different because you are bored with all this business. If analysis is not the way, analysis implies, need we go through all that? All right.